Republican Donald Trump won Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes by a narrow margin on November 8th. Many Trump supporters believe President-elect Trump will bring real change to the Oval Office when he is sworn in this January. Sean Kramer is a veteran and freshman criminal justice major at UW-Milwaukee.
What I'm looking forward to is I'm looking for economic growth. I'm looking for more jobs, more opportunities for a working-class American.
Geraldine Zanella is a longtime Republican supporter from Racine who also voted for Trump.
Because we needed change, and he was not a part of the political parties that were governing us up to this point.
Not everyone voted for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, however. Nearly 5% of Wisconsin citizens voted for a third-party candidate. Madison Alexander had a hard time voting for Gary Johnson, even though her family vocally supported Donald Trump.
I really did not like the fact that Trump was a misogynistic, kind of racist, bigot, figure.
Almost every Wisconsinite I talked to was weary of the intense divide they feel America fallen into. Betty Hyde of Racine wants to see the media handle the elections differently.
Yeah, I think we put too much, spotlight on the negative. They need to spotlight the good parts of each candidate, not all the negative stuff.
Wisconsinites are nervous, but remain hopeful for the next 4 years. Even though Alexander didn't vote for President-elect Trump, she still hopes he will respect the office.
Well, I just hope that he takes being in office seriously and that he doesn't just run it like a business, because the country isn't a business, it's a country.
President-elect Trump will be sworn in as the 45th President of the United States on January 20th. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Evan Casey.